recently we've been talking about housing prices going up and staying hot here in Northwest Washington. Whatcom and Skagit County specifically saw a 17% increase in home value sales over the past year. Joining us now, CBS News money correspondent Jill Schlesinger joins us. Jill, so what does this hot housing, this isn't just a Northwest Washington thing to start off, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, there has been just an enormous amount of activity going back almost about 18 months. So you have to look back to the early parts of the pandemic, and people didn't know what was going on. They certainly didn't want a lot of people traipsing through their homes. But all of a sudden, it became clear that people were going to need to be in larger spaces, and so many people working from home, the market went bananas. And, you know, what we're now seeing about 20 months after the beginning of the pandemic is that while activity is slowing down just a touch, as you noted, the sales are still going crazy all over the place. It's almost like a tiny bit from like a boiling point to just like, well, we're just like really still pretty hot. And so part of this has to do with a very low number of homes for sale. The inventory levels are very low, and also just a ton of people who want to get into the market.
Yeah, I imagine the pandemic might have prompted people to maybe rethink where they want to live and to make those bigger leaps in investments. Up here, we've heard of cases where houses will go as soon as in a week because people just want to get out of those city areas.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing to imagine this. But in September, all over the country, not just, you know, like wherever you are, we are seeing the number of days to sell a house is like basically ends up being it's less than 3 weeks. 86% of all existing sales took less than a month. I mean, that is tremendous. Now, I want to just point something out. Let's say you're listening and you're like, oh, I'm going to list my house. Life's good. Maybe, but I just want to be clear. Don't be a pig. Things can change really quickly. As I said, the pace of activity is starting to slow just a bit. We are seeing price increases start to slow just a bit. So if you've run all the numbers and you think that like, wow, my home is worth $400,000, I'd be psyched to get that number, right? And then all of a sudden you get into the marketplace and you have like a bid for 420. Try not to hold out for 425. Like, don't go too crazy, because again, things can change. And so if whatever the number is that gets you to your next place and you're like sort of maybe extracting some money from your home, don't get too cute with yourself. That's like timing the market. It usually doesn't work too well.
Yeah, not in this environment. Absolutely not. And there was something interesting you wrote on here about mortgage interest rates. They're still pretty low.
Oh, yeah, they're amazingly low. I mean, listen, I know if you're looking back and saying, oh, I wanted 2.75%. Okay, I get it. But if you could still get 3 or 3.125, that is still incredibly low. And all I ask of people who are going into this marketplace is to run your numbers. Know where you stand. You know, in the same way that I don't want people to get too cute who are listing their homes, if you're buying, don't blow through your budget if that means that you're going to not be able to put money down on that student loan debt, or if it means that you're not going to be able to fund your retirement account. There's a lot of things going on in everyone's financial life. We want to try to get people into homes who can afford to do so, but don't be afraid of renting if the numbers do not work for you.
Absolutely. That's CBS News money correspondent Jill Schlesinger joining us. Jill, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.